football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.
We're lucky enough to be joined by a man. Well, he'd either have liked to have played Thursday night in the VFL for the Northern Bull Ants. He'll be out here this afternoon on West Oval playing for the Super Saints. I speak of Sam Donegan. He's been good enough to join us for Inspirations Paint. He's sitting alongside our own Jane Birch. Birchie.
Sam, it would be interesting from your perspective, obviously being a VFL-listed player and not playing for St Albans yet. Is there a different vibe around the club at the start of this season? New coaching group, you got a really great win in the first round and a lot of new recruits, obviously, that we've spoken about. So have you noticed sort of as from an outsider looking in, just, some positivity and a different vibe this year?
Yeah, I definitely have. I mean, we've brought in probably, I think Rick said, 17 to 18 recruits. And I think as well, just keeping our list together. Like, over the past few years, we probably have recruited six or seven and then lost six or seven. So that sort of defeats the purpose of recruiting, almost just replaces those players. So being able to sort of add on to us and sort of add some depth has been, yeah, it's been great.
And obviously getting that experience at VFL level, do you then get to bring some of that back? I'm not sure whether you get to train, a session during the week or not, but do you get to bring some of what you're learning there, that craft, back to club level?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I'm training once a week at St Albans and once at the Bull Ants, so, yeah, just being able to stay connected with all the boys and sort of bring that back has been, yeah, it's been great.
Sam, thanks for joining us. Really appreciate your time on CarrickFootball.live. The hamstring, firstly, can you just give us an update on how it's tracking?
It's probably still another 2 weeks away, I'd probably say. It's probably about a 4 to 6 week hamstring, and yeah, we'll probably err on the side of caution and probably give it 6 weeks, which I think is about 2 weeks away. So hopefully back then, yeah.
What did you make standing in the crowd of what was going on 2 weeks ago against Lara? You're standing here going, I'm out injured. I could either be at the Bull Ants or I could be part of this massacre that's taking place where, you know, you wouldn't have been involved in anything resembling that in your time at the club.
Yeah, exactly. I was super jealous, to be honest. I think anyone sort of expected that going into it. Like, we expect a strong performance, but, definitely didn't expect that.
Talk to us about the commitment with the Bull Ants. You have to travel up there to travel once a week. What's that like in terms of, I suppose, a bit of time in the car and, you know, chasing your dream, but, you know, having to go all the way to Preston to do it?
It's certainly a lot of podcasts, a lot of Beyond the Boundary.
Yeah, Sammy boy, that's what we like.
Award-winning.
Good, yeah. Award.
Well done. Rowan listens as well. This is great. The cut-through, Tom. It's great. Well done, Sam. Good.
It definitely is a lot of time in the car and, yeah, just leaving straight from work and then getting to footy training, yeah, it's sort of got what you got to do, but, yeah, it's all right.
Now, you're with the Evangelist too. Do you know who the Evangelist is? He's got no idea, has he? He doesn't listen that closely, does he? Blair Huggins from South Bowen is on the Northern Bull Ants list as well, so that's interesting. In terms of then outside of that commitment, in terms of pre-season, so did you do the whole pre-season at the Northern Bull Ants, or how did that work? Did you do half and half with St Albans? What was the deal?
Yeah, it's 3 nights a week at the Bull Ants,
yeah,
and
right.
They were good enough to sort of just let me do 2 nights,
yep.
So I'd do a Saturday session and then Wednesday and then just do Monday at St Albans.
Yeah, right.
So that was, yeah.
Pretty full-on commitment in a pre-season.
Well, yeah, 3 times a week is, yeah.
That's enough.
Yeah.
And in terms of work and outside stuff or study, what are you doing outside of trying to chase the football dream as well?
Apprentice Chippy at the moment.
Yeah, right. Okay. Well,
Who are you with?
Sean McNamara is his name. He plays for Belmont.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Lions. Yeah, right.
Oh, good.
Nice.
That's good.
Yeah, all right, good. I'll let Roe talk footy.
Being a tradesman myself, well, used to be a tradesman, I think being a tradesman and being a footballer works really well because on the Monday, most blokes walk around sore and limping and sitting in the office. You're picking up timber or carting wood around, it helps with the recovery. But the progression, mate, Ballerine to GFL, then to VFL, obviously. How have you found the transition? Obviously, you've dealt with it really well to be able to step up in the grade, which is a credit to yourself. So how have you found the progression all the way through?
Yeah, I think sort of being young, like I was about 18 when I was playing in the BFL, like it was a bit different. I was playing forward pocket and we were sort of winning games. So it's sort of that was always my goal to play VFL. So I thought that would probably give me the best opportunity to go to the GFL and sort of get that. But yeah, probably the step up from GFL to VFL would probably just be the bigger bodies and sort of everyone's done the work. Like it's, you sort of don't get players that just haven't, like everyone's done the work, so you sort of just got to find your advantage somewhere in that.
Now, you've done a great job, mate, to hold your spot up there and play some good footy. I was having a look back through your games over the last couple of years. You've done a really good job to not only get your foot in the door, but then to maintain it and get your spot and keep it. And also, as we were talking about earlier, I think the work that you need to do to be a VFL footballer is quite intense, and for you to be able to do it at such a distance as well, travelling up the highway, is a real credit. So well done, and hopefully that hamstring's not too far away and we can see you running around again soon.
Yeah, I hope so. Thanks.
Is there somebody that you've lined up against or come across on the field playing, especially against an AFL aligned club, and gone, I can't believe I'm on the same field as this bloke?
Yeah, probably. I reckon it was the first game I played against North Melbourne, and it was Liam Shields.
Oh, wow.
Like a three-time or four-time premiership player. Lined up on him, so that was a bit intimidating, but that's all right.
That's good. And the structure at the Northern Bullants, we know that it's a real battle for them, probably compared to the other standalones. Frankston have found their niche, you know, wherever you're the reigning premier, Williamstown always going well, Port Melbourne seem to always be going well, but they've got to fight and scrap. It's a real blue-collar club up there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit tough. Yeah, as you said, all those standalones are going really well at the moment, like Werribee, Southport. And yeah, they're all flying, but yeah, we just, yeah, struggling to get recruits, I guess, but we're a young group, so yeah.
The group that Rick Scott talked to us about, I suppose, the transition from Alex to Rick. Alex has landed on his feet for the moment with South Barwon. I think our mate Jace Boris might have got a couple of photos for Pixel Sports Media of Alex around the South Huddle. But Rick and what he's brought to the group, what have you seen different to Alex that hopefully will take this group forward?
I'm not too sure. Like, they're both great coaches. Like, I highly respect Torts and what he did for us, and sort of, yeah, the way he kept our group together. But yeah, I'm not too sure. I mean, Rick's sort of brought just a new energy and a new sort of coaching style that I guess we're all sort of buying into, and yeah, it's been pretty enjoyable, like making training enjoyable, and yeah.
And some good recruits too, and obviously we got to see Tommy Higgins. I tell you, there's a lot of love already in the carrot box for Jimmy Botsaris.
Yeah. I haven't had much. You have to be on Botsaris today. Like, Kirsch is amazing.
Yeah, I haven't actually seen much of Jimmy Botsaris. I don't think I've actually met him yet, because haven't crossed paths. Yeah, Higo and Clarkey. I don't think Clarkey's playing today, but
No, he's not. No, you're not selling state secrets.
Yeah, like, those guys have been great for us. Like, just getting two big key forwards like Higo and Clarkey, I mean, yeah, just really strange.
And it'll help guys like, you know, Bailey Brogdon, Bailey Coutts. Great to see Harry Howarth back playing some footy. Brock McDonald, a second year back from his knee, Rico. You know, Joey Osborne. Guys like that, you know, have been around the club as St Albans people that are just so desperate to, you know, be probably like 2019 when they were really competitive, won five games, I think. You know, lost another six or seven by less than two or three kicks. So there's the building blocks are in place for the club to go forward, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly right. Like, there's probably 10 to 15 guys that have sort of been around the club for, I don't know, 3 or 4. Like, I've been there 3 years and they were there before I was. So however long they've been there, like Hayden Elliott, like, yeah, those sort of guys that just really want to drive the club forward. And yeah, I think it's great.
We had Keke on after the win a couple of weeks ago, and I just went bang sideshow. Does he cop that for the hair?
He does cop that. He does.
Will Bound's not far away from him.
Yeah, what's going on there?
Yeah, a couple of them, yeah.
Is that another kick out there in the twos? Because there's somebody with a similar hairstyle to Fletch. It's not, obviously, Will Bound, we know, but there's another guy wearing a jumper in the 60s that I thought might have been on the Keck family tree.
Nah, he's playing an OG still. Yep.
Do you stay in touch with the OG much?
Oh, not really. There's always a call that gets made in the pre-season, but, yeah, I'm happy at St Albans at the moment, so, yeah.
How old are you now? 20, what, 2?
21.
21. 22 this year?
Yeah, 22. Yep.
Good luck with the recovery. It'd be great to see you back out in the field. Is it back through here before you line up at the Bullants? I'm not sure.
I'm not 100% sure, but I think it probably will be here, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, they'll be wrapped to have you, but hopefully by the time you get there with a draw that is actually very generous. If you can win today, Grovedale next week is obviously very winnable. Joey's will be a good test in a couple of weeks' time, and then North Shore, you know, there's every opportunity to be, you know, 3 or 4 wins on the board, which, based on obviously the last few years, would be a great result. Great to see you, Sam. Really appreciate you dropping by the krockfootball.live van, and we wish you the best of luck with the recovery and back on the field when we see you.
Yeah, thanks, Abes.
Sam Donegan joining us. Thanks to Inspirations Paint. What's your next project? 138 Torquay Road in Grovedale.
KROQ Football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.